Innovation Rockstars. Innovation Rockstars.
In this episode, we are pleased to welcome Vera Betz, HR Digital Transformation Manager at O2 Telefonica Germany.
Hi, and welcome back to Innovation Rockstars. My name is Chris Mühroth, and in this episode, I am excited to welcome Vera Betz from O2 Telefonica Germany in her role as HR Digital Transformation Manager. Vera, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to this episode.
All right, let's go. So we start straight away, as always, with a short 60 seconds introduction sprint all about you, your career, and your current role. So for the next 60 seconds, the virtual stage is all yours. Let's go.
Thank you. So my name is Vera Betz, and I'm working at O2 Telefonica. I was raised in the bike city Münster, but now living in Munich. I started my career in banking, so I had lots of customer contact as a banking professional. Then I did my bachelor in communication and started working in a digital transformation program in a bank. And I really liked it, so I did a traineeship afterwards in innovation and digitalization. And then my master's in entrepreneurship and innovation in Ingolstadt with lots of hands-on projects. I also worked in a sustainability startup during my studies, which I really liked. And yes, now I'm the HR Digital Transformation Officer of O2 Telefonica, and I'm looking forward to build a company for the future.
That's great. And I guess transformation never ends, right? So there is lots of things to do. Okay.
That's
all right.
True.
So next up, to get to know you a little bit better, I do have three sentence starters for you, and I would like you know to complete those sentences. Number one goes like this. That purchase of, let's say, 100 euros or less that has most positively impacted my life in the last 6 months is...
Yes, I'm doing a sustainability challenge this year. That means that I only buy clothes secondhand, which leads to not buying clothes at all or buying clothes much cheaper. So one thing I bought for less than 100 euro was the dress I bought for the wedding of my best friend.
Very cool. All right. That's kind of cost efficient. All right. Not too bad. Number two, my favorite song is...
Actually, I do not have a favorite song. The one band I can always listen to is Seed, definitely. And currently it's Nina Chuba.
Okay, all right, that's nice. And finally, if I could only work 4 hours per week in my business, I would focus on...
I would definitely focus on asking the right question and then listen really carefully what customers say, focusing on one thing that adds value and do it.
Yeah, understood. So can I say this is active listening? I don't know. Can you say that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Okay, now Telefonica, can you maybe, you know, just briefly describe Telefonica Germany, its products and also its subsidiaries?
Yes, of course. So Telefonica Germany is one of the main communication providers in Germany. So we are independent, publicly listed, and our main shareholder is in Madrid. So it's Telefonica SA headquarters in Madrid with a big campus. And yes, we're providing all kinds of telco services, also in Spain, Brazil, UK and South America. And the core brand I think everyone knows is O2. That's the core brand we have in Germany, but some of you may also know Blau or Aildis.
Yeah. Is it still O2 can do? Is that still the slogan?
Yes, yeah. It is. So we just launched a really big thing there. So maybe some of you listened to the song of Rin or Smith.
Yeah, of course, you can't get by. You can't get by that. That's true. Yeah, that's interesting. And I learned, you know, Telefonica will soon actually celebrate its 100th birthday anniversary. So anything planned, a party, something?
Yes, so our mother company in Spain will turn 100 in 2 years. Mm. I heard some rumors, but there's nothing specific I can share. But one thing we celebrated this year in Germany was the 20th birthday of our core brand of O2. And I think some of the customers saw the O2 Grow tariff, which was very special for that occasion.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah, so congratulations to that. I mean, even 20 years is something when you build, you know, a nationally and also then internationally recognized brand. So that's quite cool. Now I learned that you invest in a framework and a system for innovation management specifically in Germany these days. And of course, you know, innovation is already happening today in many different places, right? It's not, you know, we are starting with doing something new, but obviously it's maybe more about the management part of innovation management, of the term innovation management. So what would you say? Why is there a need to harmonize and synchronize the innovation efforts? And why start now?
Yes, I think one of the main things you just said, it's already happening in so many ways. And Telefonica is big, so there are different initiatives we are really proud of. Just to name some of them, that's not a full list here. It's Vira, which is the startup accelerator now for 10 years with a 5G lab, or it's the technology apartment with an innovation experience area with several different use cases. And we have a lot of further internal innovation activities within the different business development areas. So we feel like there's already so much happening at Telefonica regarding innovation. So we as HR want to provide a framework where all those people can connect and bundle the strength and develop the right innovations together. So as I just said, we are a big company, so synchronizing and collaborating is a big thing to be a future-proof company.
Yeah, and you already tapped on, you know, some of the goals you want to achieve with that, right? So synchronizing, harmonizing, yes. Can you maybe also talk to that? I mean, yeah, sure, synchronizing and harmonizing can be a goal itself, but there is, you know, a business need and a business outcome behind that. So what is your take on that?
Yeah, definitely. So we don't do that synchronizing and collaborating for nothing. Right. So our main goal is definitely to generate value for the customers and to grow strategically. So yes, we want to have that overview of trends and their relevance to really prioritize our innovation activities.
Yeah. And also to, you know, what we see happening specifically in large organizations and also global and or international organizations is that, you know, there is so much happening that sometimes you even don't know what exactly is happening where, and there might be some overlaps, right? So there might be some learnings made by somebody in department somewhere all around the globe. This knowledge might be, or these capabilities might be interesting and might be needed for a currently, you know, another running project in a different department, but nobody knows. Yeah. So it would be great to connect those people together and say, well, actually, you know, what you're working on is great. We have the same thing. So do we want to collaborate? Do we want to do that instead of, you know, having two separate things? That's something that, for example, happens in large organizations for sure. And I guess bringing transparency to that really helps a lot, right? To also, be able of focusing the resources, not only financial resources, but also the human resources. And by the way, human resources is a great tagline because I'd be utterly interested in why, you know, you're driving this by HR. But before we do that, I actually would like to play a quick game. The game is called Either Or, really simple. And this is how it works. I give you two options. You choose one of those options and then spend, you know, one or two sentences each to explain why you chose a specific option. And speed is key in that game, right? So, okay, let's start. Number one, Mac or Windows?
Windows, but iPhone.
What?
So
why?
I think there's nothing more to add.
Interesting combination. Okay, because of the camera
No, I started using Windows, and then all companies I worked for, everyone used Windows, so I did that too. But private, I prefer iPhone. And yes, as mobile first is happening, I stick to that one device.
Fair point. Okay. Okay, number two, going to the cinema or Netflix?
Netflix, especially Home Makeovers.
It's an ongoing debate, I know, but okay, got your choice. Okay, and finally, when discussing matters also with your coworkers and when building, you know, this innovation management initiative, do you either go for emails these days because it's all virtual, or actually for, you know, real in-person conversations?
in-person conversations, because there you get so much more details and you get the mood and everything. I feel like long emails is not the right way to go with innovation.
Yeah, yeah, fair point. All right, yeah, so that was easy. Okay, now let's go to back to Telefonica and let's talk about why you're driving this within and by HR. That's really interesting. Why did you decide to go this way?
Yeah, as I just said, we as Telefonica are pretty big and really successful at the moment, but we need to develop those new businesses to stay relevant for the future. There's no other option. And we decided to do that as HR because innovation is also part of a company culture. And we aim to influence that company culture as HR, and we want to shape our organization to be future-proof. And I can say that we see HR as the driver for corporate development that enables employees to transform and develop new ideas for our future. So we want to be the connector, you can say, within our company.
So would you say that capability comes before process, like care about, you know, people and their capabilities prior to installing, you know, rigid innovation management processes?
I think both is important because people can't work without processes. But if you only have processes and no one is really involved, that won't work as well. So I think both is important, but you really need to focus on people because no process will ever work if you don't care about people.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, you know, what I understood from you is that early in the process of actually setting up innovation management, you and your colleagues had the foresight and realized that innovation starts much, much earlier than, you know, just collecting ideas, working out ideas, and then, you know, bringing developing them to a great potential innovation, then bringing new products to market. So it starts much, much earlier. On a very high level, how do you design the innovation management process? So where does it start? How far do you go? And what are some of the components of it?
Yeah, you just said it, not to do it on a high level, not to go into too much detail. So as you just said, we want to focus, of course, in the beginning, in the first part, on scouting some trends, because there are so many trends around us, all those innovation managers within Telefonica are already looking at. And if we synchronize those trends and managers can talk to each other, that's a first really important step we want to take. Because as we just said, innovation is not done by one business unit. Innovation is done by everyone. So everyone needs to be involved, especially in those first steps as well. So it doesn't work if no one will understand why some of those trends are chosen to be the important ones. So we want to look at those trends from different angles, you can say, and then we can decide together where we want to dig deeper into. So yeah, as you can say, the environment is for everyone the same. So if we have the different capabilities to discuss all those stuff and prioritize together, we can really find those things that fit to our strategy.
Yeah. So the ambition, if I understood this correctly, is to, you know, raise all the boats at the same time, right? Because you provide transparency into trends, for example, customer demands, right? So where are customer demands heading? What is with, you know, emerging technologies? What is with existing technologies or, you know, trending technologies? You know, how would they fit? What customer needs could be, you know, addressed by applying a certain technology? Can a technology be already applied today or not? What's technology readiness level? So there's many questions with that. And I assume that if you have distributed innovation activities, obviously at some point everybody cares about those questions anyway, right? So having a shared understanding, a common understanding of that, probably helps, you know, saving time, but also making sure they actually, you know, run into similar directions. So that's, I guess, a high leverage activity, which I guess is pretty compelling for the entire organization. And can you give us maybe one example of a trend you have on the radar and how you work with trends like in general?
Definitely. I can give you actually two. Mm-hmm. So to show the difference of various trends we have on our radar. So the first one is, yes, HR-like. It's very obvious because it's happening for quite some time. It's flexible workplace. So we started with our five bold moves in 2020 and it's ongoing, but that trend evolves. So with that trend, more and more trends arise, I can say. So one challenge we currently look at is the sense of belonging. If lots of your employees work from home normally, so how do you shape your company spirit mm-hmm. and stuff like that? That's one thing belonging to that trend that's currently an issue at, I think, lots of companies. And to give you another trend, that's not that obvious and far away. We want to look at some tech trends as well, where we don't know yet if they could be important in the future or not. For example, if you have a trend like brain-computer interfaces, currently that's not a topic we need to dig deeper into, but maybe for the future. So we need to have those on our radar as well, where we think, okay, maybe in the future that's something we need to look more specifically into. And then other question you just asked, I think, was how we work with those trends. And I'll give you a small example from our team meetings, because we have a format that's called Trend Snack. And snack is the shortage of that format, I would say. We use 10 minutes in each team meeting we have to discuss some future trends in three different parts. So the first part is the definition. So everyone in our team has the same understanding what a trend is. The next part is a use case or an example. So you understand more about that trend and see, how is it applied in the real world, I can say. And the third part is, what impact could that trend have on us as Telefonica or on our HR organization? So that's something, really quick, I'd say, which you can implement in your daily or weekly work. And it helps us to discuss, get new perspectives, get inspiration for maybe even current projects we are working on.
Yeah, I think that's a nice format, a snackable format, right? To kind of ingest this into, different teams or different team meetings. That's I guess, a great idea. And I think particularly that's maybe not only for you, but for many organizations we work with is, that then answering the questions going forward, like, okay, why change and why now? So why should we care, right? Why is this important? What's probably the impact on the business? These are some tough questions, right? Because you, transformation change is always something that requires, an effort and you need to be bold and brave to kind of go through that. And also make sure you're pulling through. So, why change? Why now? I guess is kind of answered by, or at least tapped into the answers by, what's the impact on you guys? So that's, I guess, a very important aspect of this, right? Because otherwise it's, informational, that's great, but why should we care about this? And if you had some good arguments, then they listen, right? Then they say, well, that's actually interesting. I didn't, think about that. But yes, it's impacting our whatever product portfolio or the service portfolio or, something that we're already working on. Which might become more important or now obsolete because things change. So that's, I guess, important signals you can give or impulses you can give to different teams. Yeah.
Definitely. Just one example. Once we discussed more deeply about diversity topics mm-hmm. and then one colleague said, we have a diversity topic here. Maybe we can include some parts of our discussion so we get even better in our current projects. So it can be something really tangible for the moment as well.
Yeah. And from your HR perspective, what are some of the skills that future employees need when developing future products? Like, sure, innovation, okay, well, that's a broad term, but what are some skills and capabilities that you think are required to have going forward?
I think the first and most important thing is curiosity. So employees need to be curious and try to experiment and don't be fearful, I'd say. And then Another thing is focus on the relevant task, because there's so much happening everywhere in every company for every position. So have the big picture in mind, I'd say, and then focus, of course, on customer needs, what really adds value, and then prioritize and start doing. So that focus part. And as we just said in the beginning, the collaboration part, I think that's crucial for everyone. You need to collaborate not only within your company, but also external. You need to be communicative, talk to others, and while developing, especially talk to customers as early as possible, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. Because otherwise, you know, tapping into, you know, the solution seeks problem trap is very costly. Yeah, so I totally agree.
True.
Yeah. So when we try to summarize, you know, this what we discussed during this episode today, what are your let's say three key actionable recommendations that you would want listeners to take away from this episode with you?
I think the first part is the one I just ended with. Mm-hmm. So collaboration. Collaboration within big companies is crucial for innovation, and we really need to do that. The second part is referring to HR, that HR really can support innovation with a focus on organizational development and culture. I think that's another takeaway that can be really important for other companies. And lastly, the customer first part. So always test and iterations, always use your internal customers as well. That's a thing we often do within HR, that if we want to implement a new ticket or something like that, we test it with our customers. So everyone understands what's about, and have the most important stuff in there.
Yeah, got it. All right. And when you look on your professional career, Vera, I need to know, what was your greatest innovation rockstar moment so far?
Again, as I said in the beginning with the songs, for example, there's not one big moment, but I really enjoy moments where I present solutions. Those moments are really great. And also little moments, I feel like they should be appreciated as well. For example, last week, someone told me that due to my working style, she implemented the customer view in her daily routine as well. And that was such a compliment connected to innovation. It was just a little moment, but I think those moments are innovation rockstar moments as well.
Okay, so you collect a myriad of innovation rockstar moments along the way, which is perfectly fine.
<I do.
laughs> All right, that sounds great. And with that, we already wrap up this episode. Vera, thanks for joining. Really interesting what you are, what you have built, and obviously continue to build. Sounds like you are after something great.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me here, and I'm looking forward to, listen to all of your episodes and to all the other ones who will follow.
Well, thanks. And to everybody listening or watching, if you like the show, then leave us a rating or a review, and share the podcast if you think it's interesting to somebody. And if you want to get in touch, simply shoot us a message at info@innovationrockstars.show. Now, that's it. Thanks for your time again. See you in the next episode. Take care and bye-bye.
That was innovation rockstar Vera Betts from O2 Telefonica. If you would like to give us feedback on this episode, just shoot us a note at info@innovationrockstars.show. For more inspiring innovation stories, visit our website at www.innovationrockstars.show or browse through our Innovation Rockstars channel on all major podcast platforms.